And you are your mother's
daughter.
And you are not a boy, you are a
girl.
But if you weren't, you would be a
boy.
And if a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant?
Now, would it make any difference if she's going to have the child fairly soon or anything?
No.
What about, is there something that, like, if a woman's about to have a baby, you know, would she, is there something that women would say among themselves that, separate, you know, like, one thing you could say to a man and one thing you'd say to other women?
Yeah. What? I'm sure there are different terms that you could say she's expecting, or she's, with child would be a real, to me it's a real formal way of saying it.
Would it make any difference? Like, suppose she doesn't have a husband. Is any way, joking away or anything, you'd refer to somebody like separately? A different term?
No. Uh-uh.
Any terms that were just used by men only that you had ever heard?
Not that I know of.
Well, what about if a woman didn't have a husband and she was pregnant? Would you ever hear anybody say, she got herself
in trouble?
Or she got...
She got, I don't know.
Well, if they didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, they might have a woman come in.
A midwife?
Ever heard a midwife call anything else?
No.
And if the child was a boy, and this, you know, had the same appearance as his father, you'd say the boy
resembled his father.
And what about if he didn't have the same appearance, but the mannerisms were identical? You say the boy
acted like, acted like.
Would it make any difference if the mannerisms you were talking about were things that nobody cared much for, like if a boy's father was, you know, a thief or was in jail most of the time, and then the boy grew up and was the same way? You'd say the boy
took after.
And if there was a naughty child, something, you know, somebody that really misbehaved? You might say, if you do that again, I'll give you a good
spanking.
Any other terms?
Whooping, lashing. I don't know. I would use spanking though.
Well, like, is it as a spanking, a whipping, and a lashing? Are those like different enough?
Yeah, degrees.
Which is which?
Well, to me, a spanking would be the least hardest.
And, you know, lashing the most?
Yeah.
Well, would it make any difference if you were talking about an adult or a child or anything? Like, could you...
I would use spanking for a child.
And an adult?
Lashing.
What about one boy to another? If they were going to have a...
Have a fight?
One, you might say one did what to the other?
Beat up the other.
And what about older boys or younger boys? Would it make any difference? Which one?
Yeah, it might.
What would you say?
Depends on what degree they beat each other up.
What would a slightly beaten up? Did you have a different sanity? If you saw a cousin, let's say you had a cousin named Bob or something, and he was 5 inches taller than the last time you saw him, you'd say, Bob, you...
You sure have grown.
And he'd say, yeah, I expect to...
To grow more?
And last year he...
Grew.
And what would you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Illegitimate.
Any other? Like,
no.
Jesting names? Or
no, uh-uh.
Any names that other groups of people use? Like, Mexican Americans or blacks or any other terms you'd hear? Poor whites.
Can't think of any.